as we shared and taught, that's why they stand. Because when they opened the book, come on somebody, in Nehemiah, when they opened the book, the people stood. Yeah, bring the book. Ah, you're getting close to me now. Glory be to God. You know, I thank God that he's bringing us to a place that we can cooperate with him in what he want to do. He's been a redeemed time. If I can go in a little just a prophetic mood right here, just before I go here, this is the reason why all hell is breaking loose against you. Every opposition right now that's fighting you is trying to fight what God has released for you, because it can't stop what God released. But what it want to do is to get you so frustrated that you would move out of position. And if you move out of position, the arrow has already left. Now, it's not one of them arrows that are going to chase you all behind, up and down. No, you're going to have to stand still. You're going to have to be still and see the salvation of your God. But the arrow has been released. The promise has already been signed off. It's amen. But it's headed to you. And so before it get to you, the enemy trying to bring all kind of confusion, opposition, and then watch this. And it ain't even about you. See, what's going to happen to you, going to bless other people. Because it's kingdom. It's not even for you, because if you want to qualify, you already blessed. So anything you get from here is going to be a blessing to other people. To help advance the kingdom and the cause. Are you ready? Are you ready? Glory be to God. In Genesis chapter 39, let's start right there. You know, and I was going to begin to teach on in terms of how to study your Bible. Because watch this. I know, I understand, I thank God for, I listen to people. Because I understand, not only is this information new, but the level of it is new. Come on, somebody. So how do I keep eating? I mean, it's good. But it's so much. And I'm going to get another one in another 2 days. How do I keep eating all this? What do I eat first? I mean, do I be like the kid and just keep stuffing stuff in my mouth? I got chocolate and cherry and I got stuff everywhere all up on me. Or how do I sit down and delight myself in the Lord? So we're going to go there. But before we go there, the Lord instructed me to go here. Because if you don't understand what's happening, see, he already stuck the nail in the coffin. I'm just going to hit it and go on and lock it down, amen? Because it's already done happened. In Genesis chapter 39, let's read from 1 to verse 7, to verse 6. We're going to read in unison, amen? And let's begin. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Potiphar's captain of the guard of the Egyptians, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, and which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his house, in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And it kept. That the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left. And he knew. And Joseph was a godly person and well favored. Father, we ask in the mighty name of your son that you would bless the hearers, but more surely bless the doers in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Now listen to this. We heard the story and the guidelines of where Joseph's position was in regards to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, as a wise man who understood order, understood progress, had the responsibility to operate a kingdom. He understood someone that was capable of being a blessing to the house. So what he did was, and as a result of being encountered with Joseph, he was such a blessing. Now, it's one thing to hire you. It's another thing to promote you. But it's a whole nother thing to put you over everything to the point that I don't even worry about what I got. Oh, come on, somebody. Talk to me up in here. See, that shows that not only did you please me, not only did you serve me, not only did you help me, but you blessed me just to that degree. Amen. So Potiphar put Joseph over his whole house. And he gave him the stipulations that, as the man of God said, let's define this relationship. You can be in charge of everything else, but that room right there, don't you go in, because that's my bedroom. Yeah. I gave you reign to operate and everything else in this key, in this house, but that there. So Joseph understood his perimeter. But verse 6 is where I want to pick up and pull out so that we can put on. Because if we don't understand what God has done for us, we'll keep trying to do and accomplish what he's already done. See, the move of God is already done. Let's just work this from this angle. Everything, remember I told you we live a dualistic lifestyle. We got the natural and the spiritual. Everything God has already done spiritually, it's done. So what we're doing now is discovering what he done in the spirit. So even though it's new to you, it ain't new. Because it was already done. So we're bringing heaven on earth. Amen. So here's Joseph. Here's Potiphar. And he's understanding that this man is blessed of God. So verse 6 says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew. Come on, I can work right here now. He left. But then he left it. Why? Because he knew. Oh, you better hear me. See, if you knew what God already done for you, yeah. You would leave some stuff. See, the reason why we still trying to hold on, the reason why we still trying to keep, the reason why we won't obey, the reason why we won't submit is because we don't know. See, had I known what he done, I would have left that long time ago. I would have left this long time ago. I would have quit that long time ago, but I did not know. Is that Bible? So the requirement, the job, the assignment of the Spirit of God is to reveal what he already did. That's the purpose for the preaching. Yeah. See, if you bona fide, you should be saying what the Lord said, what the Lord did. See, my job is to reveal what he's already did. That's why it's called revelation. Revelation is revealed. So I'm just trying to establish, make plain, become open what he's already did. So he says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not all that he had, save the bread which he did eat. Now that's a whole lot for a leader to say. That I ain't worried about. See, God, can I help you right here? See, you think you really helping somebody. You don't really help somebody until the person you're trying to help can feel your help. Because you could be hurting when you think you helping. Because the real test of the help, can I turn my back on you? Can I let go what I gave you? Can I, you know what I'm saying? Because if I gave it to you to help me, then I don't have to worry about you and what you're doing. So I can turn my back, because the only reason I gave it to you is that I can't do it no longer from the place I'm in. So I bring you in to do what I'm supposed to do, but because I can't do it, because I got something else to do, I trust you to do it. Amen? So now when he turned his back and didn't worry about it, what he was really saying is, you got me. I can trust you. See, if I got to keep coming, oh, yeah, I can work right here now. No, I'm going to let him work, because if I work Right here, right here, right here. He says, Leroy, don't do that, man. He says, and he left all that he had and saved the bread which he eat. And Joseph was what? A Now, don't make me work with terms, because I told you I like words. He didn't say he was a godly. He said goodly. Now, watch this now, because, see, some folks is godly, but they ain't. See, now you say, which one do I want to hire? I'm trying to get some work done. I need a goodly. Now, we'll work with your godliness later. But are you godly? Come on now. I need somebody that's capable, not just available. Yeah, I know you're available, but my question, are you capable? Because I would hate to have to hire you to hire somebody else to do what I hired you to do. Because you ain't capable. You just available. So he said right here, he said that Joseph was a goodly person. And watch this. This is the key where you're going to get in at. And he was well favored. You remember now, you know, I take you back to, and I don't want to, I take you back to Mary. Because remember the Bible said, Mary, thou art highly favored. So that favored thing is a component that you cannot live without. Because that's a part of your grace and your equipment and your capability to do, to accomplish, or even to have. Because some things you can't work for. Some things you can work your fingers to the bone and you still won't accomplish what favor gonna get you. Come on, somebody. So what God is saying now, and I love what he said, because we can define the text, but he said, Mary, thou art highly favored among women. He didn't say above. Come on, somebody. So now watch this. Christian House of Prayer, Colorado Springs, you are highly favored among the churches, but you're not above the churches. Keep your spirit right so I can keep this favor up on you. Keep your spirit right so I can keep this favor up on you. But now what we got to receive is what favor gave that I did not earn, because sometimes it's hard to receive what grace did. Because my mindset trying to equate and value and make plain what I have accomplished. But favor said, I'm going to give you what you did not accomplish, but you still going to possess. And watch this. Favor is not what you look for. It's what he gives. He bestows favor upon you. And you can't earn favor. Favor is kindred to grace. Ephesians chapter 2, come on, somebody. We are saved by grace through faith and not of our. This is a gift, not of works, lest any man could boast. That's why he won't let you touch this favor, because if you touch it in your abilities and your achievements, then it brings it down to manpower. Then you can say, look what I did. God said, in order for you to go where I'm going to and walk in what we're doing and to be a part of what I've done, you got to accept what grace and favor has provided, because you don't get no credit out of it. Your name ain't on none of it, but you're a recipient of all of it. You know, we take pride in our degrees and our, you know, accomplishment, which you ought to. Well, nobody want, you know. But when favor come, there's nobody name on it but G-O-D. On the certificate, when it's signed off, out of all the attributes, the abilities it talks about, it's in G-O-D. Oh, come on, come on. Stay with me. Go to Job chapter 36. Let's work right here. Can I work a little bit? Thank you, sweetheart. I feel this coming up on me. You know, God is so good, though. No. God is so good that he'll do what you can't even do. He'll do what is even impossible to do. That's when favor comes in. Favor comes in against all the odds. Favor comes in when everybody, all the tallies is in. All reports is on. Everybody made their statement. Everybody was able to prove their point. But favor says, I don't care what you said. I don't care what they did. I don't care how far they behind. I don't care what. And mercy said, no. Woo! And mercy said, no. Mercy comes out of God's wallet. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, you can't spend that. That's heavenly currency. That's kingdom currency. We spending kingdom money. When mercy comes in and say, no. I don't care what they said. Mercy said, no. I don't care how many times you fail. Go back and put your name on it again. Mercy said, no. Favor said, look here. I don't care what you did. I don't care how far behind. I don't care. Go put your name back on there one more time. Because favor ain't fair. While you're in there signing, favor go up before you and go to talk to folks. Come on, don't make me. Don't go to Job chapter. Are you in Job? I may have you in here all night talking about what he going to do. Because see, watch this. This is what you don't even know he going to do. You know, you only thought he going to do what you thought you going to do, even to what you need him to do. But he said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. I'll do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. You can even, oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, I know what you asked for, but when I get finished negotiating, when I get finished sitting them down, talking to them, and reminding them how they got here, who they was, what they was here for, they trying to figure out, why do I want to give it to you? Why do I want to give it to her? She don't even qualify. Her name ain't even on the paper. This is somebody came in and said something about somebody. And watch this. And all the haters and the dissimulators that came together to try to stop and impede what mercy has already planned, what favor has already released, they can't stop it. Let them collect themselves together. Let them get on one. They can't stop it. It's just going to be a grand show. Huh. Why you think you're struggling so hard? It ain't to accomplish that. It's to stay in the wheel. See, that's all you got to do. Stay in the wheel. Watch this. Verse 11. Go to 11. I want to make sure my time. Job chapter 36, verse 11. And it says, and if they obey and observe him, they shall spend their days in what? And the years in what? See, the fruit of favor. See, you just talking about the fruit. The fruit of favor. You talking about promotion. You talking about provisions. You talking about prosperity. This just the fruit. You better get with me up in here. I told you, we done entered into 2011. You're into now the unknown zone. See, it ain't so much what you know. It's what you don't know that he's doing. You thought he was delaying it because he didn't give it to you? No, he was getting the right one in position that's going to amen what I got for you. Because see, some people ain't going to amen it because they can't receive to bless you more than they're blessed. Yeah, they ain't going to amen you because they can't amen you because it would belittle them. I can't see giving you more than I'm making. So I got to get somebody in position that ain't moved by the money and are under my authority that they will cooperate with my spirit. So when I tell them to bless you, they ain't got a problem with it. They ain't got a problem because they're not wrestling. They're not going to be wrestling. They don't care about the numbers. They trying to please you. They want to please him. They talking about the will. So don't be moved because you think it didn't happen. It didn't happen because it wasn't time to happen. Can I work right here? Can I work right here? See, not only the fruit of favor, you're talking about promotion. You're talking about provisions. You're talking about prosperity. But let's talk about fixed in favor. See, because some of us right now, some of us is fixed in favor. Do you understand what fixed means? A fixed is, you know, when they tell you you got a fixed income, they saying all you're going to get is this amount every month, as long as you live. That's fixed. But you got a fixed favor. That means, oh, come on, you better get with me in this kingdom anointing. This is a kingdom anointing. The fixed favor you in, this favor don't dissipate. They can't make this favor go away. You, come on, somebody. You can't talk, you can't fail this favor. Even when you do wrong, it's still going to do you right because it's fixed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to allow you to grow in grace. You got the opportunity to learn how to live where he's taking you to live because it's fixed. I'm not going to hold you till getting up there. Then you got to know what to do when you've never been there. I'm going to let you live there. And I'm going to let you work from here because it's fixed. I'm, watch this. And I'm getting stuff out your way that can be a hindrance to the way. Yeah, stuff you wouldn't even deal with. Stuff you couldn't deal with. Stuff it wasn't time to deal with. But now is the time because it's a fix. Can I help anybody in here? See, it's a special. This is a special situation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You done had some situations before. But you're in a special one now. What makes it special? This is the one that takes you into the ones that's going to cause you to walk in the fullness. But not only is this a special situation, this is a special advantage. Because, see, favor gives you a special advantage. I know they got degrees. I know they've been there longer than you. I know they got more money than you. I know their education is more than you. But I'm talking about a special advantage. This advantage is going to make all what they got no effect, because when they look on the side and see by the Spirit of God that there is an amen by your name, that means it's already done. There's an amen by your name. And even if they don't like you, they can't stop you because you already there. See, they can't stop what's fixed. You already got the job. You already got the money. You already got the healing. It's a fix. Is this all right? See, I'm talking about when you get into the kingdom and you begin to comply and obey. You know why you have traffic tickets? Because you disobeyed the speeding. You know why you get disconnection notice? Because you disobeyed the date. You know why you get eviction notice? Because you disobeyed the time. See, if you cooperate, oh, God, if you cooperate with the system, you'll walk in a fixed anointing. See, the system ain't designed to break you and to destroy you. It's designed to help you. I'm trying to get you to where you want to go, but you got to cooperate. So you got to learn how to be a system operator. You got too many folks. You got too many folks that's in the system, but they're not cooperating. And therefore, there's a violation, bells going off, stuff ringing, confusion everywhere. How could that be? Stay with me, stay with me. You're looking like that. Not only do you got a special situation, but not only do you got a special advantage, you got a special abundance. Now watch this. See, what God got reserved for you, the next one next to you can't get it. So you can't even tell them. Have you ever got a blessing you couldn't tell nobody? I'm talking about when God bless you, you can't even tell nobody. What God want to do in your life, you can't even tell nobody. Because see, this is a special abundance. This is what favor came in your name. And watch this, my favor ain't your favor. Even though we all in the same building, but we all on different levels. Because I paid a different price. You just got started. So don't listen here. Don't ask to look at my stub. Yeah, you just thank God for your stuff. Because favor is fair. Yeah, I ain't just got here. But not only is it a special situation, not only do you got to, come on somebody, you got to work with me. I told y'all going to mess around, this can going to crack. And a little something going to drip out. It ain't even poured out yet. It's just going to drip, drip, drip. I say, Holy Ghost, can we go? He said, press down, shaking together and running over. Then, but watch this. This is your, God help us. This is your blessing wrapped up in this natural. My years of grace and labor has been preserved for your increase. Jesus was our blessing wrapped up in the natural. You gotta even let me grow. Oh, you better watch out. Because see, watch this. We gonna have enough dripping and residue that our children gonna come up in this anointing. It's enough anointing for our children. It will sustain our children. Don't tell me that ain't right. Because I'm coming out of a second and third generation of this oil. Stay with the text. God help me. I told him he had to help me tonight because he gave me too much. And see, I don't like the, you know me, but I don't like them real bubblegum messages because I get too excited because I got too much in me. And if I just, that's why I be with them. My son be like, you up there, whack, whack. I know I'm a hard shooter because I'm trying to break something and then put it back together and make something. See, but all that bubblegum stuff, I get you, I'd be made you throw your Bible at me. Get to talking about Jesus with bubblegum, it just get juicy. But see, that straight talk don't get juicy. They ain't throwing no bubblegum when you in there. Whack! And now then he let me get juicy. With some fruit. But watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Not only did you talk about fruit of the favor, not only are we talking about fixed in favor, because you got your situations, you got your advantages, you got your abundance, but you're going to walk in this special acceleration. Woo! Come on, somebody. Somebody finna get up. Suddenly, I'm talking about once you amen him, you undammed him, because he already done it. So now whatever's been back there up under all that pressure, you know, when you dam up something and if it's still coming in, it's building a head. I used to work at a running wastewater treatment plant, and that head builds up. And what it does, it causes the body of the water to begin to bubble. So now where it's called a sedimentation tank, it's supposed to be real easy, but because it's done bubbled up and headed up, you start seeing bubbles. And what them bubbles is pockets of pressure trying to express themselves. Can I work? I be trying to. It's pockets of pressure. See, there's pockets of abundance been trying to get to you. But because I wouldn't amen him, I damned them. And now they back them. As soon as I amen, I unplug. Somebody going to get an accelerated. You better get with me. You better amen him. You better amen him. You better amen him. You better amen him. Because somebody's accelerated anointing. And now watch this. with the accelerated grace. See, the sedimentation tank, even though it contains X amount of water, but because the water has been under pressure and because the pressure has been released, the water, the bubbles still don't stop. The bubbles don't stop just because you undammed it, because what it has to do now by the flow settles the tank, not the volume. Ooh, is this all right with somebody? The flow settles it. So now it won't settle down until it done dispersed so much. Some of us finna go through just a season. I'm talking about just a season. It's coming this way. It's coming this way. It's coming this way. I'm talking about. Because see, through, is it anybody in here that have begun to amen God and you start seeing the flow coming? You start seeing, come on somebody. He start making up for what been lost. He start putting back what you. He start salving your broken pieces. Because you done undammed him. He been trying to do it all. See, you don't understand the anointing of obedience. You just talking about what I think, what I believe, what I want to do has nothing to do with what he's talking about. And through your disobedience, you lock up what he already prepared. Can I work a little bit more? Can I work a little bit more? I got a little more time. Go to Psalms 102. See, because not only did you got the fruit of favor, not only do you got this fixed favor, this specials, you walking in some special. Tell your neighbor, I got some special stuff. Yeah. I got some special. I'm walking in a special anointing. But Psalms 102, when you get there, give your neighbor a high five. Psalms 102. Yeah. I hear a whole lot of unclapping. We coming in, y'all. We coming in. Psalms 102, verse 13. He says, listen, he says, thou shalt what? Arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yes, the what? Set time. This is a big, I'm trying to tell you something. This is a set time. Now watch this. You don't set the time when favor get there. The set is indicative of it was already there and you have come into what was already. It looks like opposition. It looks like things ain't going right, but you just hit a set time. The man of God says Sunday, we're not talking about 2011 is another year. It's a season and a dimension. See, you just hit another season. You done went into a dimension in your life that you're releasing the favor of God. We've embarked into the favor of God. This is the set time. Now, it's not the time you set because you're not giving out the favor. It's the time he set. So he's still in control. You couldn't have got out when you wanted to get out. You think you're behind time getting out because you just got out. No, this is the set time to get out. Because watch this. If you'd have got out before this time, where would you go? What would you do? See, God had to put things in place. See, there's some things God in this church is able to deal with in your life because you're here. It wasn't time to open them doors if you didn't have, oh, you better hear me in the Holy Ghost. If you wasn't in a place that can facilitate and deal with my issue, don't open that door. But because God done brought you to a wealthy place, not because of me, I'm talking about him, a place where the Spirit of the Lord is, now it's time to deal with some stuff. It's time for my faith to be enlarged. See, I didn't have faith in the last place. Don't mess with me now. I'm not talking about nobody, no church. I wasn't in the place. The church could have been there. I'd give it whatever. But I wasn't there in the church. So I couldn't even expect what I'm expecting right now because I wasn't in the place I was in right now. But since I got in the place and my faith has increased, I'm going and grab stuff that was already there for me. This was already mine. I just didn't have faith to get what was mine. And nobody brought me faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. See, if I ain't nowhere and can't hear, I can't even get in faith to work. Oh, you better help me in here. I can't get in faith to go to where I'm supposed to be. And watch this here. This gonna help you if I don't help you no more. Because while I'm in faith here, faith is waiting on me there. See, when I get there, there is faith waiting on me to release what I couldn't get until I got there. I know y'all. Watch this. Your promotion couldn't come. Your deliverance couldn't come until I act on faith here. Because I got to stay in the Bible, and it says it's from faith to. So that means there's some faith up there waiting on. Y'all know in the military, y'all in there, there is that thing they call a barge that sits way out there. And it's out on the ocean, and it sits there. And what its assignment is, that is to replenish, restore, and refurbish the ships when it get there. So your supplies is out there waiting on the ship. But if the ship never get there, it can never be refurbished. There's some stuff waiting on you to get there. And when you act on faith from here through compliance and obedience, it takes you there, and there is the promise. You go there and get everything you've been believing and waiting on. But you got to leave here in faith. And the reason why the answer ain't came, because you were not in faith here. You got to be in faith here to get there, to that faith, to that answer, to that resource, to that increase, to that husband, to that wife, to that financial blessing. You got to obey here. Let's make it real practical. If God told you to give some money and you didn't give it, you won't get to the place where the money you need. Because you didn't leave here in faith. So you'll never get to where your faith, oh, you better hear me. Are you in Psalms 102? Now watch this. Now we just read it. We just read it. This is a set time. But watch this. This is the part that got me. I understood all that. I really did. I really understood that. He said, but thou shalt arise. I know it's time to get up. It's time to do something. Amen. And have mercy upon Zion. Zion is the church. Then let's go a little lower. Zion is the people that's in the church. Then let's go a little lower. That's me. Come on, somebody. He talking about me. I'm the church. Don't you know that your body is a temple of God? Come on, y'all don't listen. He talking about me. So he said, arise, heaven, and let's go bless me, Pastor Tedder. I'm a little selfish right now. Go bless Pastor Tedder. Y'all know I got a birthday coming up. That was a good plug. You know where they had them infomercials? Sunday is my birthday now. That was an infomercial. So arise. No. Stay with me. That was a good plug, though. That was the Holy Ghost. Watch this. I'm preaching this gospel right, though. He said, arise and go bless Z. Have mercy on Z. Now I can really work with this because he didn't say have judgment on Z. He didn't say, come on now, have grace on Z. He said have mercy. See, mercy. Oh, come on, somebody. Mercy is that which I don't deserve. Mercy is even when I'm wrong. You still make it come out right. So he qualified what he about to do, that this is an unconditional, because the topic is favor. So the prerequisite for favor is mercy. You didn't earn this. Let's get the record straight. Let's establish our relationship. You didn't earn this. I want you to think how good you are. You're trying to count which one was right. None of them. You in mercy now. You dealing with favor. Come on, stay with me. He says right here, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the what? The time to favor her. Now that was a good place for the ladies just to get real selfish. Her. But I won't even let you go there, because when he was talking about her, he was talking about the church. Yeah, yeah, because that's the bride. Come on, somebody. Yeah, so that's all of us. So everybody should get, come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to learn when to shout. So he said, have mercy on her. Yes. The set time. This is what I had on my heart. This is what I wanted to do for you. Now it's my time to do what I want to do for you. And it didn't require you to do anything. This is the set time. Now watch this. But this is where I got on. It's come. Now he didn't say it's coming. You better get excited with me. He didn't say it might happen. He said it's come. That means it's here. See, this is what you got to get in your mind to quit wrestling. Don't even think about what I know, what I don't know, what I did, what I didn't. Now, this is here. I'm not even trying to figure this out no more. I'm just, yes, Lord. The answer to the question is, yes, Lord. Everything you ask me to do is, yes, Lord, because it's here. Oh, come on. Don't pat the cake if you're going to love him. Give him some praise. Let him know you're serious. But not only did you got to get the fruit of favor fixed in favor, but you also got to get established in favor. Let's do these last minutes and I'm going to help you and we're going to go home. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Right next door. You ain't got to go far. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Are you hearing anything? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. He says, and I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the, not yet riches to men of, not yet favor to men of. So that means I ain't got no education, I ain't got nothing, but I'm still in. I've been down, I done missed it 20 times, but I'm still in. He says, favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Boy, if you catch this right here. This is the one that got folk, helped me out of penitentiary. Help me, come on. Time and chance come to us. I done messed up, I done blew it. You know you got me on the record. I done messed up. But I still got one more hope that time and chance come to us all. I blew all the money. I ain't paid the rent. She done put me out. But if I stay here long enough and cooperate, time and chance, it's going to come back around. You know, like the little nursery rhyme at the, when they down the kids at the little park and they on the little, what you call it, the little Ferris wheel, I mean, the little merry-go-round. And everybody want to ride. And since all the seats is filled, some kids want to leave. But they tell them to stay in line, baby. Because your turn going to come. Chance going to come unto us. Now, he didn't say you got to earn it. You got to. Chance going to come. You're going to get another chance even though you messed up. Even though you didn't get the answer right. Chance happens to us. Look at your neighbor and say, I got another chance. I got another chance. You better hear me up in here. I got another chance. I'm working on my next chance. You think I'm, I don't care what you look at me, how you talk about me. I'm waiting on my next chance. And ain't no devil in hell going to move me out of the way because I'm waiting on my chance. And my chance has come. It's time to act right. It's time to get right. It's time to repent because my chance done came. I got a chance to get back in again, get back on again. I got a chance to preach again. I got a, come on somebody. I got a chance. My chance done come. Even when I was out, even when I thought it was over, even when they put me out, even when they told me to get out. But my chance done my chance done come again. Have you ever been out? Have you ever been down and thought, well, nothing going to happen? I can't make it. I can't get up. I don't know how. And I stayed there long enough. Didn't even do the right thing when I was there. But I looked up and looked out the window, and Chance was at my door. Chance was at my door calling my name. Thought wasn't nobody going to love me. Nobody going to choose me. Nobody would marry me. And I looked up and Chance was at my door. Now, if a brother come to your door named Chance, don't mess with him. I'm talking about another Chance. Don't y'all run around talking about my nickname is Chance. No. We ain't playing no game now. But I'm telling you, Chance done come. Well, he said chase. No, I said Chance. I don't want you chasing nothing. I'm waiting on a Chance, not Cheese. You know, folk be working here. My name Cheese. Now, preacher said, no, he said Chance, Cheese. I'm waiting on Chance to come. Boy, you better hear me. Can I borrow five? I take him. I got his five and your five, her five. I'm good now. I got 15. Plus, I had 10 of my own that I was going to loan myself. So we back in the game. But watch this, watch this, watch this. Established in favor is focused. See, you got to focus now. Don't let nothing and nobody move you. You done waited too long to get what you finna get. You done did too much. You done paid. You done won and lost. I'm not finna let nothing move. I'm not hearing what nobody talk. Whether you like it, you don't like it, I'm here. This is my hour. This is my time. This is my chance. And I'm not finna mess it up for nobody. Regardless who would set me, come on somebody, who would separate me from or connect me with, I'm going to follow God because my chance done come. And I got to solidify that. Not only was it got to be focused. See, I got to focus on what God said, but it's also got to have a founded. This got to be founded in what God said, not what you talking about. Not what I feel, not what I have, not what I don't have, not where I've been, not where I have not been. I'm following him. I don't even know where I'm going, but I know who I'm following. I know this the Lord. Now, I don't know what's happening. I can't tell you all that, but I know it's the Lord. Is this helping? Oh, Lord, you doing? But then I got to be firm. I'm not fickle. I'm not double-minded. I'm not in this week. Even if Pastor, even if you make me mad, I'm still here. I called one of I didn't call him. He called me, and I tell him he knocked me off my feet. He calls me all the time, but he called me. He say, this is your brother. I'm going to call you even if you don't call me. I'm going to love you even if you don't love me. I'm going to call you back even if you don't call me back. I say, man, that's a hard way to start talking to somebody. I feel so bad now. I got to get off the floor before I can even talk to you because I had to repent that I didn't call you. But what he was telling me, man, I'm fixed on you. Even if you don't call me, I'm going to call you. Even if you don't call me back, I'm going to call you again. I said, good God Almighty, brother, what a strong line. See, we got to get fixed. Too many of us wishy-washy and up and down. What make me feel good? What make me feel bad? I'm going to offend you because I'm trying to make you. I'm trying to break you. So I'm going to say some stuff to you that you don't want to hear. I'm telling you up front I'm going to do it. Not that I plan to do it, but I know in the process it's going to happen because it's called challenge. I'm here to challenge you to change you. So I'm not going to amen you all the time. I'm not going to amen every effort you make. I'm not, and you may not me as well. You're going to have to still come to church even when I mess up. Because I'm fixed. Now, I ain't say sin. I say mess up. I might say something wrong. I might call your name wrong. I might didn't call your name at all. You know, you blessing people and serving them, and I forgot to call your name. Because you know the pastor's heart is, I be trying to, baby, tell me. Who is that? So I can acknowledge you and make you feel good about your sermon. But I was so much going on, I just forgot to tell you that Sunday. And now your emotions don't even know that I served and Don't they know? Did they not? Why didn't they recognize what I did? And you're still going to have to love me. You're still going to have to hear me. And you're still going to have to follow me. So I'm telling you up front, this is going to happen. So when it happens, you can tell your other hand, this is what he said. And I'm fixed. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not quitting. I'm not stop tithing. I'm not going to not show up. But not ask. We got to ask God to increase the measure of favor on my life. God would give us people for our life. And these people are going to have means. They're going to have might. Come on, somebody. God will give you people that's going to have means. They're going to have might. They're going to have a measure. Come on, somebody. And they're going to have some money. Yeah, give me some people with some money. Don't give me all the broke folk. Come on, somebody. Because my declaration, and we're not going to be broke. We're not a broke church. We are tithing people. What you think I'm confessing? Every Sunday, we are 100% tithe givers. That's my faith. You know everybody ain't giving. But I ain't going to tell you everybody ain't giving. I believe you're going to be givers. And I'm working on that 100% because I know if you start giving, you're cooperating now with the kingdom of heaven and all heaven is open unto you and your family. I ain't trying to get your money. I'm trying to get you in alignment with the cooperation with the economic system from the kingdom of heaven. That your broke days is over. If you start giving and living, I'm trying to, you can't stop. You can't stop the grace of God on your life. It's the folks that ain't giving trying to get a blessing. People that's giving, they ain't trying to get no blessing. They already blessed. They trying to honor the blessing. I go give because I don't want my blessing to stop. That's the revelation of tithing. But if you ain't never got a blessing, you wrestling with giving. And it's taking you 5 years to get a blessing, only to get thankful so you can keep the blessing. Yeah, we thankful. That's why we tithe. Man, I don't want this to stop. Take my money. Here, I'm coming to your house. Man, this stuff too good to me. If I stop this, that stop. That's the kingdom. Ain't nobody trying to get your money. I'm trying to get you in the kingdom that you can get money. You know the ones that don't give money, they wrestling. You ain't got to tell me. I know how this go. But when they give that money, they ain't talking, they problems ain't money problems. We on other subjects. Money is the elementary. That's the interest level. Ain't no sense you even talking about gifts because the gifts don't operate. Oh, I can work with you right here. The gifts don't operate without the spirit of giving. Now, I'm telling you something powerful. You can be walking around, God ain't going to amen that. You don't even go into the super. You know what I'm talking about? Problems. None of that happens because the spirit is not open to you. Am I doing any good? See, you want to open up the windows of heaven. First start with just the elementary, the giving. Because that opens the spirit realm. And now you can operate in spiritual things. But if you ain't giving, the spirit is not even open to flow in you. And now you're trying to conjure up something. And you slip close to witchcraft and foolishness because no signs, miracles, and wonders follow. So you're just walking around saying stuff. But there's no witness by the spirit because you didn't amen the spirit. You don't cooperate with the spirit. Are you excited? Give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm going to let you go home. I just want to open us up to the dimension that we're in. We're not trying to get in here, y'all, and catch that. We're in it. Now we just got to learn how to operate in what we're in. But we're in. You know how hard people try to get in? You got churches that can't get in. First, they don't. Come on now. They giving ain't right. You do it, when you really assess it, are you doing any spiritual activities? I'm not talking about cleaning and pushing. Are you doing any spiritual? That's why we got to begin our prayer ministry. That's why we got to begin. Come on, somebody. Because I'm believing God now for healing miracles. I'm talking about the prophetic flowing. But I'm not talking about you just saying something because you read. I'm talking about orekebosa, rambabosika, and the unction of the Holy Ghost speaks through you. And you can know it's on point because there's witnesses. And it's called a demonstrative spirit. It's manifestations of what God's doing. Ain't nothing come back in 3 weeks and we'll see. It happened right there. I'm talking about demonstrate. You know, I let you walk out of here and we hoping something happened to you. No, I'm talking about manifestations. You'll start seeing them because the spirit realm is open. But you got to cooperate to open that. You can come to church and never enter into the spirit. Because you ain't cooperating with the spirit. He's talking while I'm talking. The other side of that is, which one of you, amen? I won't mess with you right there. Give the Lord a hand of praise.